if the leader of the so-called opposition, who's planning on expelling Moira today, based on the lie that you're associated to neo-Nazis and Nazi sympathisers that he named, what would you say to him?
I'd say, I hope you have a good lawyer, because I think libel and defamation laws are pretty robust in Australia. So it's a shameful thing to do. And Moira's standing up for the safeguarding of children. You're supposed to be conservatives, for God's sake.
As leader, I will be moving the motion to expel Moira Deeming from the Parliamentary Liberal Party. That rally was organised by people who have known and established links with people who have Nazi sympathies, promote white supremacist views and ethno-fascist views.
So the leader of the Liberal Party, John Pesutto, is planning on expelling his MP, Moira, over the fact that she simply joined your protest. Now, he has conceded that she may not have even known that those Nazis were going to co-op to hijack it, but he says that the reason why he's going forward, pushing forward with cancelling her, is because of her association to you and your association to Nazis that he named.
She's done videos with Richard Spencer, Mark Collett, Ku Klux Klan leader David Duke.
I've never met or spoken to either of those men ever. I've got no connection with those men. It's my Wikipedia. Someone's done a Wikipedia page to try and silence me, to shut me up, which I just refuse to do. And I can't even edit it. It's got like some weird lock on it. So I can't do anything about that. But to make claims based on a Wikipedia page when you're supposed to be a serious politician is preposterous. What a shameful man.
So if it's based on that, do you think he now should withdraw his application to expel her?
Absolutely. I mean, look, I don't believe in guilt by association. I think if you live by that rule, you will die by it. I think it's a ridiculous thing to do, and it's not what grown-ups should be doing anyway. But, yeah, of course he should take it back. Moira's a really brave politician. In 2023, she's one of the few that will stand up for the safeguarding of children.
And do you think you deserve an apology?
I think for Moira's sake, I deserve an apology. I don't really care for apologies. I think they're a waste of time. I think the damage is already done. So I don't care whether he apologises to me for my sake, but I do think for the just for the respect of politics in general and the electorate in Australia, I think he definitely should withdraw those statements and apologise.
If you think it's important for the world to hear from Kelly about the allegations being made by a politician using her for his own political point scoring agenda, make sure to like, comment, but most importantly, share it far and wide, because I can promise you now the mainstream media will refuse to publish the truth. Do you know they didn't even contact any of the women from the protest over the weekend to get their side of the story of what happened? They're just regurgitating the government and the opposition's lies. We did. We're bringing you the entire story about what really happened. So make sure to head over to followavi.com, sign up to the mailing list and follow me across socials to ensure you get it, even if they ban us from the platform you happen to be watching this on right now. Followavi.com. Don't miss a thing. The truth is coming.